Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Oh, okay, just try it. No, just do it, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we're going to kick some butt, both in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this past week, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, turned 71 years old. Incredible. The greatest is that old, but he's not doing all that well. You've seen video of him of late at the Olympics and things like that where he has to be led around like a dog on a leash. That's not the way I want to see Muhammad Ali. In fact, that's not the Muhammad Ali I remember. I want to remember the Muhammad Ali of the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and of course, the 90s when I was with him in Macau and Beijing, China. We went on those two press tours. We had fights over there, of course, in Macau in 1994 and Beijing in 1993, and Ali was... He wasn't the most conversive guy in the world, but, you know, he could talk, he could speak, and he wasn't being babysat, per se, and now he has to be babysat. I just don't like seeing that on television. So happy birthday to the so-called greatest. Was he the greatest heavyweight of all time? I don't know, because his prime was taken away. Of course, remember, 1967 to 1970, no boxing for Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, because he wouldn't go in the Marines, I mean the Army. So his prime, we don't know how good he really was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have open phone lines. You want to join us? You can. Toll free, and that means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You all looking so scared. Act like you're going to a funeral. I'm the one fighting. George Foreman. You've been bleeding all the stuff you've been reading about how hard he hits. George Foreman. Not now, Joe Frazier. He'll destroy the kid. When you get out here, if you're afraid, just smile. Just act like you're happy. I'm not going to win the fight if I went out thinking like you. Damn, George Foreman.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
As we said, we are acknowledging the 71st birthday of Muhammad Ali, of course, the three-time world heavyweight champion. Of course, the 1960 Olympic gold medalist at light heavyweight, won the title the first time, of course, with a stunning upset of Sonny Liston, a 4-5-1 underdog. Some people had it 8-9-1, but the bottom line is at the end of eight rounds, Sonny Liston did not want to get off the stool, and the fight was called. And, of course, the second fight with the Phantom Punch, which I think landed, and I think landed square on the chin. I think he just caught Sonny Liston cold and dropped him. I think the referee, Joe Walcott, the former world heavyweight champion, Jersey Joe Walcott, he was probably responsible for most of that controversy. And, of course, Nat Fleischer, the Ring Magazine editor, telling Walcott, hey, man, the fight's over with. It's over. It's done. And these two guys are rumbling over in the corner. So he goes over and he separates them, and the fight's over. And the bottom line is that it is the most controversial boxing match probably in boxing history. I'm talking about the rematch between Muhammad Ali, who changed his name from Cassius Clay. When he won the title, he was Cassius Clay. Then he changed his name to Muhammad X. Then he became Muhammad Ali. And now he's a world-renowned fixture as Muhammad Ali. But when he came back and he won that title, when he defended that title against Liston with that first-round knockout, there were Christian groups and, you know, organizations like that across the country, you know, demanding that he be stripped of the heavyweight championship, that, you know, he was a communist. I mean, they were tying all these different all these different tags to being a Muslim. Of course, we know today a Muslim is just another religion. And the bottom line is, Ali told me, we were on a bus in Macau, and I said to him, I said, you know, what about the Muslims? I said, don't you think they took a lot of your money? Because the Muslims and Ali had a deal. They were his managers, Herbert Muhammad, and the Elijah Muhammad was the leader of the Muslim sect, of course. And this was a group that started basically with a lot of prisoners getting out of jails on the East Coast. But Elijah Muhammad was the head of the church. And then there was Herbert Muhammad, his son, who has passed away in the last few years. And he was Muhammad Ali's manager. So for every dollar that Muhammad Ali got, the Muslims got a dollar. That's just like Colonel Tom Parker. Was that his name? Yeah, the guy with Elvis. Okay. Every buck Elvis made, Parker made a buck. That's what I call the Elvis-Colonel Parker deal, Muhammad Ali and the Muslims, okay? But I asked Ali, I said, don't you think the Muslims, they took a lot of your money, this thing. He says, if I wasn't a Muslim, I'd just be another N-black X-fighter. That's what he told me. Muhammad Ali, 1994, riding the bus in Macau. Of course, Macau now a Chinese part of China, but before it was a Portuguese province in the 90s. In 1999, I believe, it went back to China, as did the city of Hong Kong. So Muhammad Ali is in our hearts. We'll hear from Muhammad in person a little bit later in today's show. And we'll go back a few years to one of his birthday parties, one of his most notable birthday parties, and bring in the late, great Howard Cosell. That's right. Bring him down from heaven, Mr. C. Mr. C and Muhammad Ali will be here probably about 40 minutes past the hour. This first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are 2 hours on Saturday. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's for 2 hours. The first hour is about boxing. The second hour is about mixed martial arts. And then we come back with the Sunday wrap at 11 a.m. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We come back with the boxing and the MMA wrap. We'll have lots of boxing and MMA to talk about tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be able to fit all the results into 1 hour. Of course, tonight, being Saturday, HBO Championship Boxing, Orlando Salido, 39-11-2, Mikey Garcia, 30-0. Now, just from those records alone, you would think, yeah, Garcia's probably going to win, right? I would think so, too. He's younger. I mean, there's nothing that Orlando Salido really does that's well, except that he can take a licking and keep ticking. That's, I mean, he should be the Timex watch guy. He really should. Because he took it against Juan Manuel Lopez. I mean, he was taking a boxing lesson. He knocked him out the first time. That was considered some huge upset. It was a fluke. They came back a second time. He stopped him a second time. So now he is the WBO title holder. And historian Ron Marshall said, "How do you handicap a guy with 11 losses involved?" Well, you got to look at his opponents. And I looked at his opponents, and based on what I saw, I looked down the list, and I think Salido's a very, very tough guy. I don't think he does anything better than Mikey Garcia except take a whooping. So I think expect him to take a whooping tonight in that WBO World Boxing Organization featherweight 126-pound title fight. Of course, that's the main event on HBO from Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing. Of course, the undercard, Double G, outstanding amateur in his day, Gennady Golovkin, 24-0. Gabriel Rosado, he's 24-0 with 21 stops. This guy, he can really fight. I mean, he is truly a fighter that needs to be dealt with at 160 pounds. What I would like to see is him and Sergio Martinez hook it up to see, you know, if Sergio can be challenged by this young stud. And he is a young stud formerly from the Soviet Eastern Bloc. But he's a man fighting out of Germany, 24-0. Gabriel Rosado, 21-5. Gabriel is toast here. That's basically, Gabriel's like, you know, a walking dead man. 21-5, 21-6, you can bet your life on that one. I know he will be. HBO, Roman Martinez is on the card as well. He's 26-1-1. He is the WBO 130-pound champion out of Tijuana, Mexico, taking on Juan Carlos Burgos, 30-1. Pretty good fight there. Triple header on HBO tonight. Of course, I believe you need to check your cable, you know, your TV listening to see what time that starts. Now, NBC Sports will also be going with the card tonight, and I'm excited about this. So if you've got a DVR or you don't have HBO, don't sweat it, because there's some great boxing on NBC. I like this Gabriel Campillo. I consider him the uncrowned world light heavyweight. It's 175-pound champion, 21-4-1. You saw him against Tavoris Cloud earlier this year. I mean, they put a gun to his head. Tavoris, listen, the decision when it was announced, Cloud got the win. Okay? It was such a stunning piece of work. I don't know what to say. A robbery, an atrocity, whatever you want to call it, a heist, okay? That Cloud's mother fainted. She couldn't believe it, because she was getting ready to accept the fact that, you know, her son, except for the first round, got licked like a stamp. I mean, got pounded on like a nail for 11 more rounds after that. Maybe Cloud won 3 rounds. If you want to give him a welfare check, we'll give him 3 rounds, okay? That doesn't mean he won the fight. Scored a couple knockdowns early. Yes, he was dominant in the first round, but outside of that, it was all about Gabriel Campillo, the uncrowned light heavyweight champion tonight on NBC Sports, in the main event, of course, from the Mohegan Sun Casino in Uncasville, Connecticut. Let me tell you about the Mohegan Sun. I was a ring announcer there for an ESPN card. Somebody said they saw it on TV a couple of weeks ago. And Brent Carter, the lead singer of the Average White Band, who's been touring with Tower of Power as they're going back and being their lead singer for a recent tour in California. But Brent told me that he saw me a couple weeks ago on ESPN, and I sort of chuckled about that, because the Mohegan Sun charged me to be the announcer there. Did you hear that right? They made me buy a permit to be an announcer in their arena, on their Indian reservation. So much for being a sovereign country and all that kind of good stuff. But they charged me like $100, and I think I was only getting like 8 for the gig or 7 for the gig. And you take away some expenses and things like that, so I wasn't making much. And the bottom line is, the people at Uncasville were not all that receptive to Pedro Fernandez back in the day. They wanted their own guy to do it. They had sort of had plans on having their own guy do it, and the promoter brought me in. And the promoter says, look, I set this up weeks ago. And they said, oh, well, we thought we were – no, we thought nothing. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I did the card. Deverell Williamson was in the main event. Of course, he was an outstanding amateur, a guy that stayed amateur way too long as a heavyweight. Probably should have fought at cruiserweight, but fought as a heavyweight. Got stopped by Vladimir Klitschko after rocking Klitschko and things like that. So those were some good fights back in the day. Back to tonight's fights. Gabriel Campillo in the main event. The co-main event, Curtis Stevens, 22-3, taking on Elvin Ayala, 36-5-1. That probably can go either way, but that is NBC Sports. And, of course, fights in Minneapolis. Matt Vanda, he's sort of like their star around there. He can't fight much. I mean, 44-14 now. I remember Yuri Boy Campos went in there and beat him. My man just pounded on him like salt and didn't get the call. So he's taking on Kaleb Truax, who's 21-1, 20 wins, 1 loss, 1 draw. I'm going to go with Truax here. I think Truax is going to poleaxe Matt Vanda. I think Matt Vanda's days are over with. But he still draws in Minneapolis. I guess people are bored in Minneapolis. No more Vern Gagne's All-American Wrestling. I guess no more other club shows. And you're stuck with Matt Vanda. Okay, that is, of course, Boxing Tonight. Featured here in the United States. Boxing, though, is happening around the world. And I told you that the Madison Square Garden card is a premier card. HBO will be covering that. And, of course, you people living outside of the United States, there are different websites that you can go to and watch these fight cards from the United States or from around the world. I think the UK has got some. Australia's got a few. The Philippines have got a couple and things like that. So if you're outside of the country, or maybe you're on a military base, as are many of our fine American service persons, you can go online and watch the fight online. You can do that. That's a good way to do it. In fact, good boxing tonight, both on HBO and regular television, NBC Sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, we're talking boxing. Of course, there's the Tower of Power doing a little JB James Brown taking us to the break.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And that was from that plate around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope. So he got big.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Check it, 28 minutes past the hour, and it is not bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, and you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, we're talking boxing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to Bill down there in San Bernardino listening on KRAK. Hey, Bill, what's happening? And thanks for the email. You are tuned to the longest-running show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the best boxer, pound for pound, in the world in 2013 in the minds of most pundits is pretty boy Floyd Mayweather. Of course, the 1996 Olympic bronze medalist. Of course, now he's going to fight Robert Guerrero. Now, while Mayweather's still undefeated, 43-0, 26-27 KO, somewhere around there, having held titles at 130, 135, 140, 147, and 154 pounds, he has shown that he is probably, one of the best fighters to come along in a long, long time. Now, would he have been champion during the era of Roberto Duran and Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns and Wilfred Benitez and things like that? No. He would have beaten guys like maybe Benitez. He'd have maybe beat Carlos Palomino, but I don't think he would have ever been able to crack the tough nut that was Roberto Duran and or Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns. Please don't even mention that. Would be a mismatch in size. Hearns knocking him out in the blink of an eye. So now we've got Mayweather, as I said, undefeated, going to roll with Robert the Ghost Guerrero. He's been on the show many, many times over the years. Of course, a kid that I've watched from the crib, per se. And he's, a year ago, Guerrero wasn't even part of the picture. Yeah, he was part of the picture here. We had him on the air, and but, I mean, let's think about it. 1 year ago, he had just underwent shoulder surgery. His wife is in remission from leukemia. He's got all these head trips going on around him, and, he hadn't boxed in a while. Then he comes back in July or August of 2012, and he takes on Selçuk Aydın, formerly of the former Soviet Union, Don King's fighter, 23-0, 18 knockouts. They called him Little Tyson. Okay, the guy could crack. Well, guess what? Robert outcracked him over 12 rounds and one going away. I'm serious. And this was a fight that established Robert, I believe, as a welterweight, because nobody at 147 pounds, of course, having been the champion at 126, 130, 135, he skipped 140. At 147, he was really an unknown commodity. He really was. I mean, in that last fight at lightweight, think about this, April 2011. I mean, he didn't look all that good. He looked pedestrian against Michael Kaczynski. He won the 12-round decision. But he schooled Little Tyson, just schooled him. And then he went into that fight with Andre Berto just a couple of months, few months ago, what was he like? Bertha was 28-2, 22 KOs. I mean, he was like part of the HBO team. I mean, he was like one of them backdoor fighters. I mean, he was a guy that was hooked up with Al Haymon. He had all the connections, okay? He was the guy that was supposed to be the featured fighter here. Well, he was featured in the introduction. That was about all the featuring that was done for Mr. Berto. Mr. Berto was beaten down in the first round, knocked down in the first and the second round, went on to lose a very wide 12-round decision, 116-110. And all of a sudden, Robert Guerrero is in a position to challenge Floyd Mayweather. And that fight's going to happen May the 4th. Now, some people say, you know, Robert doesn't have a chance, and Floyd will pick him apart, and Floyd will knock him out, and Robert will come at him. I'll tell you this. You know, Robert's a tall kid. He's left-handed, okay? And he's willing to gamble. And when you're willing to gamble, if you're good and you're willing to gamble, you can become great. You may not be great, per se, before you gambled. But if you're a gambler in the ring, like Ray Leonard told me, you have to gamble to be great. And you just do, especially as a fighter. Okay, and I think that Robert's willing to roll the dice here. He rolled the dice twice, two times in a row, two sevens. Can he roll a third seven May the 4th? Can he defeat Floyd Mayweather? Okay, I think if he can press Floyd up against the ropes and out bully Floyd like he bullied Andre Berto, guess what? I really think that Robert Guerrero could win this fight. Not saying he will. I'm saying he's got one hell of a shot. Of course, the co-feature on that card is going to feature unbeaten Saul Alvarez, the WBC 154-pound kid. When I say kid, he's only 21 years old, and he's about as green as guacamole. They call him Cinnamon Canelo. Okay, I call him guacamole. He's very green. I mean, they keep putting him in with guys like myself and Steve Kim. Oh, myself and Steve Kim, we give him a good rumble. But he is Josito Lopez, who is two weight classes smaller than him. And, I mean, he's always looking for the advantage. He went to New York a few weeks ago to see Miguel Cotto and Austin Trout. Of course, Austin Trout, the WBA super welterweight champion, undefeated 25-0, 14 stops, I believe, out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. But Austin's been on the show many, many times, and he couldn't get anybody to fight him. So he finally got Miguel Cotto to fight him. Miguel Cotto got like $3.5-4 million for the fight, you know, and the defending champion got $200,000. but he beats Cotto, licks Cotto like a stamp, no question about it. But Canelo was sitting there ringside, and before the decision was even announced, he had fled the arena. He didn't want, he goes, I'm not going to fight Trout. I don't want to fight Trout. Then he thought about that a little while, and he came back a second time. He said, well, my people don't want me to fight Trout. That's because Trout beats him. And that's what these guys should be doing. That's what's wrong with boxing nowadays. And it has been for a long time now. You've got these rival promoters. It was probably better when the mob ran it. Because you got these rival promoters. Oscar De La Hoya. Okay, Golden Boy. The crossdresser. Bottom line is, you know, he's got a great company. He's got good fighters. Bob Arum, his former promoter, runs Top Rank. They hate each other. They won't work together. You know, I mean, they'll work together when they're forced to. I mean, absolutely forced to. I wouldn't want to sit down when those two guys, Richard Schaefer, the guy that runs Golden Boy, and Bob Arum are in the same room. I just couldn't handle that one, the hate and the venom and all that kind of good stuff. It must be pretty nasty in there. But, you know, they've got promoters like, they won't deal with each other. Don King, basically the Don is a non-entity. He's 81 years old. But he thought he was going to cash in with Selko Kaidin and grab the WBC welterweight title. In fact, he flew out from Florida to watch this fight in San Jose. And he told me, Pedro, I got the next champion here. Well, guess what? Don didn't happen that way. But Don's a non-entity. He doesn't have anybody anymore. Okay? So you got Kathy Duva trying to do her little thing with main events. She hasn't got too many fighters. Okay? Artie Palullo's doing his thing. He's doing a lot on the international scene. He's getting some ESPN dates and things like that. But there isn't a lot of money in ESPN anymore unless you've got a site fee. You've got somebody willing to basically, you know, float your whole boat, take care of your tickets, everything, like a casino. Because if you don't, you're only getting like $12,000 or $12,500, I think. Maybe it's $14,000 now from ESPN. Way down from back in the day in the late 1980s, mid-1980s, when they gave $85,000. $85,000. Think about that. $85,000, 1985 money, ESPN will throw out for a fight card. And now they'll throw out $15,000 max. Sound a little funny? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up, Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
All of that love, man, and all of this many charms, but I know I'll never get to love unless I'm right.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad, was he doing anything differently up to the time you hit him from the first fight?
Well, Howard Cosell, what he was doing was this fella making all this noise is Howard Cosell. What he was doing, Howard?
Good luck. I hope it's not an act. I hope you mean it.
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if there have the other fights been acts. Have they been acts?
Not so far.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
And with that final stage of the act...
This is unexpected. I didn't know you would invite me to do this. Oh, hold it. You must be on boxing position and just have a little dance like we're boxing. And just for 1 second, I have to time it. And for 1 second, Right there, see?
Whom would you like to fight and where and when?
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zor Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming.
Just stay in shape.
Are you taking Zor Foley too lightly?
Why would you say that?
Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zara.
I'm confident I can whoop all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. What you trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident I can whoop all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm there.
Well, I tell you, Coach Sale, I've been taking oxygen because I needed the oxygen. What you will see is I won't need the oxygen tonight. I'm ready.
I want you so bad, I just get tired. I done made you great in this country, and you still popping off. I want you bad.
Wait, let's get the facts straight. I made you.
You made me.
Nobody knew you.
You made me.
I took a poor little kid from Lowerville
and made me.
Let's put it on the table.
Anybody who didn't watch football didn't know you. Come on, it gets back with the interview now.
Number two. The body is now aging.
You ready?
A shell of what it used to be.
What am I going to do?
The man's beset by fear. What are you going to do to George for me?
He just said the man's body is not what it used to be. The man is beset by fear. Talking about me. Are you crazy? If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. I'm crying about that, but as you say, it was extraordinary. It was still a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good
fight. But the soccer fight, how would I dance 12 rounds 3 years later? I got the films, if you don't believe it.
I saw it. I called it.
Well,
you thought that fight was no contest.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Neither are you. And that's saying a lot coming from me.
Oh, that's me.
What you call
it? Let's tell it like it is, right from the beginning.
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television.
I done made you. You'd still be stealing bikes in Louisville if
don't
it weren't.
Don't tell people I stole bikes.
Everybody's talking about Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. There's chumps out there think Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I brought to boxing the anchor punch, the ghetto whopper, the bolo punch, the Malaysian waltz, the double shuffle, the Russian tank, the rope, the dope, the mirage. What's the crazy? You realize we are opening up for Saturday. This is live. Split screen. I talk to you. I talk to Frazier. These people will then have a chance to evaluate your courage or lack thereof. You understand?
I mean, speaking simple English, I didn't go to school. I don't understand all these big words. You're always coming up with a lot of big words. You know what I'm doing? I was going to say, I promise you this, and I promise the world. People want to see me slap you. They want to see me do something to you, and that's against the law. But I tell you what, one of these days, I promise you, the next time you get in the ring agitating with me, I hope you're there on my last fight. I swear I'm going to pull it off. Howard Cosell, show the people that you're not the man you was a few years ago.
You always said, Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
All of the years, all of the times together, I've enjoyed them. You're a very special man with a very special meaning.
Thank you.
To all of the American people.
Thank you.
I congratulate you. It's my honor. Your name is Muhammad Ali. Hard to believe. All the years, everything that's passed between us, it's so hard to believe and so memorable. And now, It's time to say to you, Muhammad, God bless you and happy birthday to you. You're 50 years old. I never thought that could happen. Not to you. But it has. And you know something? You are exactly who you said you are. You never waver. You are free to be who you want to be. I love you.
Man, that is like one of the most emotional tributes to anybody I have ever heard, having known both men. Of course, the late Howard Cosell. And Muhammad Ali was right to an extent, because before Ali and Cassius Clay came on the scene and he and Cosell started getting together when ABC would televise his fights, or they'd go down to the Fifth Street Gym in Miami, Florida, where Ali, of course, trained as Cassius Clay and as Muhammad Ali. They would come away with these great little clips, and Howard and him just, they worked together. They were fantastic together. I mean, I've seen them at times when they've been on stage and they're like going at each other's throat. And then when the cameras go off, it's like, yeah, they're laughing. They're running a game on you. Oh, Cosell and Ali were about to fight on TV, or they're mad at each other, or Howard's got a bone to pick with Muhammad and this and that. It just kept, they kept the game interesting. They really did. Howard Cosell, on his own, kept the game interesting. I mean, he would describe a fight. Of course, his last fight was the Larry Holmes, Randall Tex Cobb fight, I believe, at the former Houston Astrodome. And it was such a one-sided fight after 15 rounds. And it was just like, you know, Holmes was clearly an A fighter, and Cobb was a C-plus fighter, maybe. Okay, just a tough guy who could take a licking. And Howard had enough. He just walked away. There weren't any stars left in boxing at that point in time. I mean, Muhammad Ali was gone. I'm talking about super, 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 super stars. Duran had sort of lost a little bit of his luster, of course, when he said no mas to Ray Leonard. Okay, so he was sort of out of the picture. And in between times, he would come back and win titles in subsequent years. But the bottom line is, you know, when Cosell got out of boxing, I think it was 1983, and Ray Leonard had retired from he had a detached retina, and he had surgery on his eye, and he said, I wasn't going to box anymore. Of course, he came back in 1984, fought Kevin Howard, got dropped, went on to win, I believe, a 10-round decision, and then decided he would re-retire and came back in 1987, April, I believe, to take on Marvin Hagler and won a 12-round split decision over Marvin Hagler, of course, capturing the world middleweight 160-pound championship. Then you look back at history and realize that before that, all championship fights were 15 rounds. So since you know, seriously, back in the day, I mean, for a long time, I believe since around 1920, they've been 25. Then was it 1926? They had the Jack Johnson fight. They went 30 rounds. In the 1930s, we went to 15 rounds, and they stayed at 15 rounds. Okay, before that, it was like unlimited rounds. They used to have fights out at a place called, I think it was called Garfield's Stadium, out at Sickles and Mission in San Francisco. Actually, that's the borderline between San Francisco and Daly City. Right there on the border, right on the border, they used to have the big fight arena. Stanley Ketchel fought there. Jack Johnson fought there. All kinds of greats fought there, okay? Right in this big outdoor arena. Okay, San Francisco really was known. And they would fight like 35 and 40 rounds. Seriously. I mean, that's where Ketchel dropped Johnson. Of course, Johnson knocked him out knocked his, I think his two teeth were in Johnson's glove, his two front teeth, Stanley Ketchel. Stanley Ketchel, a great fighter, no question about that. Fought anywhere from what? Fought in almost all the divisions, but from middleweight to heavyweight, outstanding fighter, underrated fighter when it comes to history. But those guys fought a lot of rounds. And then Leonard sort of changed things. See, Leonard and Jose Suleiman, those are the two guys. Because Leonard, by fighting for 12 rounds, in a 12-round fight for a world championship, him and Hagler, they gave legitimacy to 12 rounds. They gave it legitimacy because, you know, the boxing public was speculative. They weren't sold on this, and I'm still not sold on it. I still don't think that 12-round fights truly depict who is the better fighter. Who is the better sprinter in boxing? Maybe. Because in a 12-round fight, you can pull an Oscar De La Hoya, what he tried to do with Felix Trinidad back in, was it 99? when he came out and he won the lead, some early rounds, and he tried to run and run and run. He was like jogging around the ring, running in his wrestling shoes. Gil Clancy was his trainer and for that one fight. And, of course, Oscar ended up losing a very, very close, razor-thin decision to the boy from Puerto Rico, Felix Trinidad. So from that point forward, you realize, I try to get boxing purists to realize that is what a 12-round fight is all about. It's a sprint, okay? State title fights are 12 rounds. They're 12 rounds. When you fight for the California State Junior Welterweight or Welterweight Championship, okay, you're fighting 12 rounds. So does that on an equal par with the World Championship? I don't think so. If anything, these studies that Suleiman and these people cite, that 12-round fights are more beneficial for the fighter than a 15-round fight, that may be to a certain extent, but realize these guys are boxers. They're fighters. And 15 rounds is what is the separation between the boys and the men. And that's just the way it is. You can go 12 rounds. I know a lot of guys go 12 rounds. You can't go 15. And that was the true barometer. Alexis Arguello told me 12-round title fights, garbage. Roberto Duran, 12-round title fights, they were cool when he got old because he didn't have to go those three extra rounds. But he enjoyed the 15-round distance. Ray Leonard, same thing, 15 rounds until he got to a point where he needed a decided advantage over Marvin Hagler. And he said, well, if you make it 12 rounds, Marv, I'll give you an extra like $3 or $4 million. Marv said, okay. And then he said, hey, Marv, if you let me have a 20, you know, let me choose the ring, I'll give you another $4 or $5 million. Marv said, okay. And if you let me choose the gloves, I'll give you another couple million. Oh, okay. So Marv basically sold his soul before the fight, thinking he would just walk in there and knock Ray Leonard out in 1987. Didn't happen that way. Didn't happen that way. Ray won like four of the first five rounds. And if you won four of the first five rounds, and my buddy, the late Lou DeFilippo, of course, the referee and judge from L.A., passed away about a year and a half ago. He had Hagler winning 115, 113. But I thought that with Leonard clearly winning four of the first five rounds, because Marvin Hagler came out and tried to box orthodox there when he was a southpaw. Remember that? He was a left-hander, and he went out there and tried to box with Ray Leonard instead of, like, trying to mow him over like a bowling pin and a bowling ball, because that's what he was. He was a wrecking crew. He was. Marvin Hagler was a wrecking crew. He was not a boxer. So he lost four of the first five rounds against Ray Leonard. So all Ray had to do was stay on his feet and win three more rounds to win the fight. And he did that. 7-5, he won the fight. I thought it was pretty clear. 7-5. And Marvin Hagler's team, Goody Petronelli, who passed away last year, God rest his soul. But he kept him and Pat, the brothers, he kept telling Marv, keep doing your thing. You're doing fine. Well, you're losing, buddy. You're not doing fine. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One segment here to come in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we air for 2 hours on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time till 1 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tower of Power taking us to the break. See my love.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, productivity and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Henry Cooper's nothing to me. If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Godfather of soul.
Get on up.
Who had the pleasure of watching go on stage one day and never forget that. Never, ever. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is all about mixed martial arts. The UFC is in Brazil. Bellator is on the block, folks. A new guy on the block. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championship. So that's the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Muhammad Ali, 71 years old, frail, not looking all that well. I wish him the best. He's got a lovely wife. His wife, Lonnie, really takes great care of him. I mean, she's a wonderful lady. I can't say enough for her taking care of the greatest. And he does need to be taken care of, believe me. And he needed help back in the 90s. So, you know, 20 years later, he needs even more help. I mean, his condition has regressed because of the Parkinson's syndrome and the various other health ailments that he has, to the point where he just doesn't look good in public anymore. And I just don't know. I'm sort of like I think her name was Betty Page or Patty Page, Betty Page. She was like this big star model in the 50s, okay? But she got ugly or something like that, didn't want to show herself anymore. And I think that's sort of the way Muhammad Ali should take it. In other words, you know, as sick as he is, as bad as he looks in the public, maybe that's not the way we want to remember Muhammad Ali. You know, we want to remember him like we heard him on today's show. Back in his day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Happy birthday to the greatest, the Louisville Lip out of Louisville, Kentucky, Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, the boxing and MMA wrap right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and don't forget, this is the Tower of Power. My buddy Lenny Williams saying it is so very hard to go.